Dreamscape presents Company of Cowards by Jack Schaefer, narrated by Eric G. Dove. Company of Cowards. May 1864. In the dark, tangled woodland south of Rapidan, where second-growth pine and matted vines and underbrush clogged movement and clouded vision, the Army of the Potomac and the Army of Northern Virginia were locked in the deadly, unearthly embrace of the Battle of the Wilderness. This was the brutal beginning of the long, last, grinding ordeal that would lead to Appomattox Courthouse. That was not known then. The past hung heavy over the immediate present. Again and again, the Army of the Potomac had started on the road to Richmond, only to have its driving power blunted and broken against Confederate courage and the daring, shining integrity of Robert E. Lee. The list of commanders failing and being replaced had lengthened. Scott and McClellan and Pope and Burnside and Hooker and Meade. The best that could be said was that Meade had held firm at Gettysburg. Now the Army of the Potomac was moving again under a stubby, stubborn little man from out of the West named Grant, who would fight and fight and fight again until the brute weight of superior numbers and resources would grind out a final victory. He had swung left of Lee's long fortified line and crossed the Rapidan and headed south through that strange murky woodland, hoping to strike on through and draw Lee down to the open ground beyond before coming to battle grip. And Lee had driven slashing in from the side to grapple with him there in the wilderness. All that is nailed down in history, described and redescribed and argued and analyzed in volumes enough to fill a large library. Why worry it again, and in words that can never recapture the harsh, stinging reality of the bitterest, bloodiest fighting?